Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf Yud Ches. Kuf Yud Ches, as we continue in Paras Chatos, in the last three blad of Maseches Zvachim. So we are up to Omar Mar. If you remember, we are discussing five different shitas in the Tanaim. What exactly was the status of Karbanos during the time of Gilgal, after they went into Eretz Yisrael, and the Oel Moed was finished, the time of Oel Moed, which was stage two in history, stopped. And for 14 years, they had the time of Gilgal before they got to the time of Shiloh. We're going to talk about the exact number of years for each stage at the end of today's daf, Bezrat Hashem. But there were five shitas in the Tanaim. What exactly was allowed and not allowed during the time of Gilgal? We had Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim were the two first shitos who both held that a yachid was not allowed to bring any karbanos chova during this period. That's it. No karbanos chova. The only thing a yachid was allowed to bring, even on a bama gedola, you couldn't come to the main mizbeach in Gilgal and be makriv chovos there. The only thing they were allowed to be makriv was an adarim and a davis. How far do you go? So that was a machlokas, whether mincha and nezirus are included in the nedarim and nedavis that were allowed to be offered. Those are the first two, or only olos and shlamim. Those are the first two shitas. Then we had the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the more makel shita in terms of bringing. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a yachid can bring chovos on the bama gedola. That's what he said. Anything that the tzibur and the yachid could bring on the Oel Moed, they could bring in the Oel Moed in Gilgal. So therefore, a yachid could bring chovos on the bama gedola. The fourth shita of the Chachamim sounded very much like the previous shita of the Chachamim, right? The Chachamim number four. Shita number four, the Chachamim argued on Rabbi Yehuda and said anything that the Tzibur could bring in Oel Moed, they could bring in the Midbar, could bring in Oel Moed in Gilgal. And they both places, the Yachid could only bring Oel and Shlamim. Isn't that the same thing as number four, as number two? So we'll have to get back to that. And Rabbi Shimon was the one that said that even the Tzibur could only bring, even the Tzibur, right? It's very, very limited. Even the Tzibur in those 14 years could only bring Karban Pesach and Karbanos like Karban Pesach, where Kavua Lahem Zman. But even other Karbanos Tzibur were not allowed, like Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur or Seir Avodah Zarah, as Rashi has said. So yesterday we went into to discuss the first two opinions. What are they arguing about? That was a fascinating discussion about whether Nazirus is looked at as a voluntary package or not, or once you buy into it, it's Mechuyev, or do you look at it at, even though it's voluntary, but once you become one, then the Chaloshim Karban kicks in. That's what we mentioned yesterday, the last point. That was a discussion. So now we're up to Amar Mar. We're up to fifth to last line, the fourth Shita. The third Shita was not discussed. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that anything can, that the Yachid can bring, Karban Eschova, on the Bama Gedola. So I guess you don't need a source for that as much. We're going to see where he counters the Chachamim Shita, but you don't need a source because it's just, this is allowed. You need exclusions. So Amar Mar, V'Chachamim Omrim, Kol Shehat Tzibur Makrivin Ba'Oel Moed V'Chulu, the Chachamim Shita number four held that the Tzibur could bring anything they want that a Yachid cannot bring, except Nadar Menadavah. So my Tamayo Durabanan, Amar Kra, Ish Hayashar Bein Av Yaseh. So we're darshaning a few times this pasuk. It's interesting that if you look at, in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, this pasuk is a tochach of Klal Yisrael. They did whatever they wanted. It's like a negative. Everybody was doing whatever they wanted. There was no control. No control of any leader. But we keep darshaning that it means, oh, they brought whatever karbanos they wanted. A little better than the Pshuto Shel pasuk. So Amar Kav, the pasuk says, Ish Hayashar Be'inav Yaseh. Everybody did whatever they want, but we darshan from the word Hayashar. Ish Yisharus Hu Delikriv Chavos Lelikriv. So the Chachamim hold that during the time of Gilgal, that only brought Yisharus Karbanos that were Yashar Be'inayhem, that were Yashar in their eyes, but Chavos Lelikriv, but they did not bring any Chavos. V'tzibur Afilu Chavos Likriv, but the Tzibur was able to bring Karbanos Chova during that time period, right? Meaning not like Rabbi Shimon. That was Shita number four. The Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who was Shita number three, who said the most expansive Shita that Yechidim can bring Chovos on Bama Gedola. Rabbi Yehuda, Amalacha, what did he do with this pasuk? Kiksiv Hayashar Abe'enav Hu Dechsiv. When does it say, when it says Hayashar, that's going on Be'enav. Be'enav, his personal eyes, that's an allusion to a Bama Kitana. By Abama Katana, that's where you're limited to Hayashar, limited to Nadarim and Nadavis. Aval Babama Gedola, Afilu Chobos Nami Likrif. But by Abama Gedola, even Chobos, one will be able to bring. Says the Gemara 1 minute, Ella Haksiv Ish. What about the word Ish? What's the, in the pasuk? What is the word Ish doing there? If Hayashar is not going on Ish, but Hayashar is referring to the Baba Ketana, right? Be'enav, on his personal lives, whatever he wants to bring in his neighborhood, that's okay. El Haksiv Ish. Lav Lameimra de Ish Yasharos Hu Delikriv. Hachovas Lo Likriv. Isn't that coming to teach me that it's only Yasharos he could bring, but not Chovos? The Gemara says, no. Kiksiv Ish Lahakshir Es Azar. Right, it says the word ish to be machshir a zar, as we had in the beginning of the parak. The Mishnah says a zar is allowed to do the avoda on a bama. That's what the extra ish here is telling us. Zar, what you need the pasuk from Shoftim to teach me that? Mivazarak a kohen es adam alav mizbeach Hashem nafka. The pasuk says that the kohen does the avoda on a mizbeach Hashem, and a bama is not called a mizbeach Hashem, and that's why a zar could do it. What do you need this source to teach me a zar? Answers the Gemara. Mahu de tema. No. With only one pasuk, I might have said that, okay, a czar could do it, but which type of czar? I might have said, Mahu de tema, liboy kiddush bechoros kamei kara. Why? Retro. Got to go back in history. Find no more kohanim, so go back to firstborns. Firstborns could do it. Not all czarim. Kamash malon. So kamash malon, the chiddush is all czarim are allowed to do it. A couple of points on this this Havamina. One of the acronym point out that there is a shita of the Maharam Mirutenberg. Maharam Mirutenberg, we don't hold of this. Maharam Mirutenberg holds that, Rechem Fischer Perlau. Rechem Fischer Perlau points out that the Maharam Mirutenberg is the Kaddish that on a Bama, a Tzar and a Kohen are allowed, but not a Levi. Levium are not allowed. That's on a Bama. That's the Maharam Mirutenberg Shita in a Tshuva. Rav Moshe Perla says, this Gemara seems to be against that Shita. Because the Gemara could have said, Ish, L'Ravos Leviim. Right, that's the, why didn't it say that? It should have said that. It must be that you don't need a source to include Leviim. Once you say Zar, Leviim are automatically included. So that's point number one, his Ha'ara against that Shita. But an interesting Shita that they would be excluded. Going back to the Bechorim, the firstborns, that's an amazing Havamina. The Arachayim HaKadosh quotes, this is in Bamidbar, in Paragimel, that there is a Medrash, a Zohar. Because we're not exactly sure what the Zohar is. I must try to find it, not that I'm so familiar in finding Zohars. But he quotes a Zohar that says that La'asa Lavo, the Avoda is going to go back to the firstborns. It's a Zohar. It's a Zohar. What is that Zohar connect to? So how did I find that Zohar? The Zohar in the Arachayim HaKadosh is discussed about Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, we know the minhag is to have tainus b'choros, to have a tainus of the firstborns. So the question that some of the Acharonim ask, Rav Sternbach, in Modim Uzmanim, Chelek Zayin, Sim Kuf Samach Tes, or the Rav Si Pesach Frank, why do the b'chorim fast on Erev Pesach? Why do they fast? Tainus b'choros. They fast because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. So what if Hashem saves you, you should fast? Should say that you should have a party. You should have Sudas Bechorim on Erev Pesach. They should all have to have a chiyuv to make a party, to sponsor Kiddush and Shul. Right? They do anyway because they have a siyum. But they should have to have a chiyuv Suda. What do they fast for? So quite Chassam Sofer deals with it also. Why do they fast? So the Rav Sternbach in Moedim Uzmanim has a suggestion that it's two. He says, first of all, he says, the Nimuke Arachayim, the early Achronim on so early, but mid-achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, he says maybe he changed the girsa of the Shulchan Aruch. Instead of saying b'choros mis'anim be'erev Pesach, it should be b'choros mis'angim be'erev Pesach. They have oneg, which is not in any of the sources, but that's his suggestion. If you look in, it's a very early source, Maseches Sofrim already quotes Tainus b'choros. Very, very early source for fasting. So he doesn't like that change of girsa, but he has another suggestion. He says, v'nir alafarish b'zeh davar mechudish. B'tamatzom. It says, Yadua, on the night of Parchas Bechoros, when they were saved, that's when the Bechorim were really Hukdash. Yes, in a sense, as we know, Esav had the Bechorah. So maybe Misvara, as we mentioned, we'll get to this again in a second. Misvara, the firstborns were, they were given the most covet earlier in history, but when were the Bechoros really sanctified that they had to? They were Mechuyev after Tainus Bechoros, after Makas Bechoros, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you owe me one. I saved you, you owe me one. So now they were gonna do the avoda. And that's why at Har Sinai, Rashi quotes the Bechoras war, the Na'arim were the firstborns. So the night of Pesach, that was the night that they got the avoda. They blew it by the Egel. So every time the night of Pesach comes, it's a kitrug. It's a little bit of, it's a reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the firstborns were supposed to get it, and then they were chote, and they lost it. Kiva shebagila lo Pesach, she'oz nitzolu v'diskachu, yesh leib kitruk, lama lo nishar biktu shasam. So they fast to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu we did tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going to happen again, we're doing tshuva, we're fasting. And maybe, this is what Rav Sternbach says, he quotes his Arachayim, maybe that's, they're also basically saying, when it comes back, we're ready. When it comes back already, La Asilavo, that the is going to come back. That's the Rav Sternbach. He says afterwards he doesn't agree with this Arachayim because what a mitzvah is going to change La Asilavo. We pass that the mitzvahs aren't going to change La Asilavo. Mitzvahs are mitzvahs; they're eternal. So what do you mean it's going to go back to the Bechoros? Since the Torah was given, it was to the Kohanim. Okay, but that's his ha'ara, his problem. But that's in Kuf Samach Tes in Chelek Zayin. In Rav Sternbach. Remember what we discussed a couple of days ago, just to remind everyone, and that is, speaking about firstborns, this Havamina, that we would have only allowed firstborns on a Bama, Kamash Bala, not only firstborns. So we spoke a couple of days ago about how the firstborn, the Bechora, was able to be sold. Right, a Kahuna, you can't sell the fact that you could be a Kohen. So how was Yaakov Avinu able to buy from Esav the Bechora? Right, it's you can't sell kahuna. How is he able to sell it? So the Mizrahi asked the Kasha, he does not give an answer. Look at Rod and Mizrahi at the beginning of Parshas Toldos, and we quoted the Gur Aryeh then, just to read it again, it's a very important Gur Aryeh. He says, Kasha, he says, I don't agree with the Mizrahi. Oh, the Mizrahi gave one answer, and he said, oh, he wasn't buying it for himself. He was just buying it that Esav shouldn't do it. That was the Mizrahi's answer. So the Gur Aryeh says, no, but he says, Gam Baruch, yeah, Yitzchak Avinu says, he's going to be blessed. So the Gur Aryeh says that it was different. Bechor before Matan Torah and Kohen is different. Bechor before Matan Torah, as we just said, was just a Svara. It's a Svara, you know, the firstborn, give him Kavod. But he can be Mochel that Kavod. Just like a father can be Mochel the Kavod. It says in Shulchan Aruch that when your father walks into the room, he's supposed to stand up. Many times fathers walk into the room, the kids don't stand up. Why? They should stand up until the father says, don't stand up. Why? Because the father can be Mochel in his Kavod. Father can be Mochel. Right, but that's what it was like. Kodem Matan Torah, Shaisa Ha'avod Be'Bechoros, Be'Bnei Shehu Roi LeKavod, V'lo Matzanu SheZich Salo Midin HaTorah, Ela Shekachu Min HaSvara, V'HaMishpat Sheyeh Bechor HaGadol V'HaChashav Obed, L'Fichal Yachal Libkar. Maybe according to the Rav Sternbach, after Makas Bechoros, it wasn't able to be sold anymore. Because that's when it wasn't just a Svara. That's when they actually owed it to Hashem. Now they owe it. So now it's really a Chova. And then they lost it. But maybe that could be an afkamina, that this is, beforehand it was just a svar and therefore able to be sold, like a chacha, but we woke on his covet. Mashayin kain afterwards. Then he goes into the other problem that the Achronim deal with, Ben Chasasher deals with this, but it's a davershein bo mamish. How do you sell a right? Right, it's not tangible. Okay, that's the other issue. So that was the Mizrahi. Remember, we saw the Tosfos Yantif, who said maybe there's a difference between Avodah Tzibur and Avodah Yachid. Avodah Yachid was able to be done by everybody. Only Avodah Tzibur was not able to be done except by the firstborns. That's how Adam and Noach and Avram, they were all not firstborns, and they were all, well, Adam, I guess, was a firstborn. He was the ultimate firstborn. But Noach and Abraham brought, even though they weren't. Okay, let's just put this discussion that we had today along with what we discussed a couple of days ago. Okay, weiter. Last two lines before the two dots. Chachamim hainu Tanakama. Chachamim are like a Tanakama, meaning Shita number 2 and 4 are the same. They both hold, out of the 5 Shitas that we had on Amud Aleph, Shita 2 and 4 both say that Yechidim during Gilgal are not allowed to bring Karbanis Chova, and the only Karbanis Nadar during Nadava they're allowed to bring are Ola and Shlamim. So 2 and 4, the exact same Shita. Says the Gemara, what's the difference? Amar of Papa, Karvu Nisachim Bamidbar Ikabinayu. We had this a week ago as well. The Machlokis may be, did they bring Nisachim? Did they bring the wine libations in the Midbar? Remember, we had this about, this is an Afkamina, whether they did the wine libations during the 14 years. Depending on what they did in the Midbar, you dash in the Psukim in a certain way, whether they started right away, they started 14 years later. That's where this came up a week ago. But maybe that is the Machlokis. The Rabban on Shita number 2 hold that they are not. They were not Kariv Nesachim Bamidbar, and the Rabbanan Basroi, Rashi says, Litzfuye Yasu, right, they're coming to add on, because it says, anything the Tzibur brought in Olam Moed, they could bring. It's a more inclusive Lashon, so you can say that they're including Nesachim that were brought in the Midbar. Okay, Vayter. Amar Mar, what about Shita number 5? Rabbi Shimon Omer V'chulu. Rabbi Shimon says, only Pesach and Karbanos like Pesach were brought. So what's his source? My time is Rabbi Shimon. Tachsiv, because the pasuk says, "Vayasu bnei Yisrael asa Pesach vaGilgal." Bnei Yisrael brought Karban Pesach and Gilgal. Remember, this was the first Pesach they brought in 39 years. First Karban Pesach they brought. They only brought Pesach in year 1 and year 2 in the Midbar. They didn't get Bris Milah in all those years. So they brought the Pesach vaGilgal. So Pshita, obviously they brought the Pesach and Gilgal. What did it tell me? They did that. Maybe you can say they did it because they haven't done it in so many years. But maybe there was no reason for them not to, because it just said in the previous parak that Yoshua ben Nun was the Moel par excellence. Right? They didn't say Tachnun for, I don't know for how long. Did 5,000, thousands of milas in the same day. Right? So unbelievable. It says Yeshua did it. It's amazing. Think about it. He did it in Chav Asura. Anyway, so obviously, what they do Mila for? To get Pesach. The Gemara is bothered. So to get to Pesach, Shapshita, Elohim Kamashmalan, Dechobos Ke'en Pesach Udekarav. Maybe it meant that not only Pesach, but all Karmanis Chova like Pesach, that's what they were Karav in Gilgal. And it's not just teaching me a one-time thing that they did the Pesach in Gilgal, it means the type of Karbanis that they brought in Gilgal. Halav, Kain, Pesach, Lo Karav. But not like Pesach, if it was even a Karban Sibur, but it was not Kavu Azman, so they did not bring that in Gilgal. That is Reb Shimon Shita. Ve'idach, what do the other opinions do? What do they do with this pasuk? What's the chiddush of Pesach and Gilgal? Mi boy le'lekid Rabbi Yochanan. It's to teach us what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Bina'a, Orel Mekabel Hazaa. An Orel could get sprinkled with the Mei Chatas, Mei Paraduma. Meaning what? We know that there's a rule that if somebody is Tamei Meis, they have to wait 7 days, and they have to be sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma on day 3 and 7. Right? And that way they can become tar with that process. So here Rashi says if you do the math, which we'll do the math in a second, if you do the math, Bnei Yisrael came in, from the time that they came in, and the time that they got Bris Milah, it's impossible that if they would have gotten sprinkled with the ashes of the Para Aduma, if they would have gotten sprinkled only after they got Bris Milah, there wouldn't have been enough time for them to eat the Karban Pesach beforehand. So it must be that they were sprinkled before, while they were still Arelim. That's the Chiddush. That's what you learn from the math. That you don't have to be a Mahul to get sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma. You can be an Arel. So now let's do the math. Beautiful Rashi. Rashi says, let's start with the second to last skinny line in Rashi. V'yamrina b'yavamis. Now last skinny line. Basar b'nisan sh'avras yardin. That we know from Sukkim. They crossed the Yardin on the 10th of Nisan. It's one of the reasons Shabbos HaGadol. 10th of Nisan, they crossed the Yardin on the 10th. Lo Mahul, Mishum Chol Shada Urcha. So on the day that they didn't do Mila all the time in the Midbar. Why not? Why didn't they do the Bris Mila all the time in the Midbar? So the Gemara says that because they were out in the Akavid, so that prevented the wind that blows that heals Mila. So the Radak asked another, what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't make the wind and have the Ananiah covered also? He couldn't have done that, Nace? But that's what Chazal say, that they had the Ananiah covered around, so therefore they didn't do Bris Mila because you didn't have that wind that would have healed. So they didn't do Mila in the Midbar. So they crossed the Yardin. Okay, time to do Mila. On the 10th of Nisan, they didn't do it because they were weak from traveling. Chol Shada Urcha. They were weak from traveling, so they didn't do it on the 10th. Ela B'chatzrei Hu D'Mahol. On the 11th, they did the 11th of Nisan that year. They all got Malt. V'ishtakach T'Tmei Mesim Shehayu Bahem. And they were all Tamei Mes. Why? Shaharei Ruba Tmei Mesim Ayo Shemesa Abaseim Kalabam Shadab Abidbar. All their relatives died in the desert. They all died. And they didn't have Paradumas there. They all died. So where were they going to get Torah from? Beditbu Bahem. They became Tami by burying them. Vimlo Kiblu. You might ask, what do you mean they became Tami for burying them? Didn't everybody dig their own grave? And they went in, and it was just a question of, you didn't get up in the morning? No, but then you have to cover the grave. And you're mahil on them. I guess. But you're mahil on them as you covered up the grave. The imlo kiblu hazah, so they got milah on day 11. And they were all tamei meis. The imlo kiblu hazah, and it's rubar lo sam. And if you want to say that you cannot sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma until after they get a milah, So what? So they did it on day 11, 11th of Nisan, they sprinkled, Ein lahem shos lahazos bishamalo. There's not enough time then, because the 15th of Nisan was already the Pesach. The 14th of Nisan. Tatsarach lahafesh losha yamim in hazor lahazor, reviv hachamesh v'shishi. You have to have 3 days in between each of the hazos. You have to sprinkle on day 3 and 7. V'kan Elohizu ad yom achadus arba Nisan. If you didn't do the sprinkling, the first one until the 11th, after they get the milah, hazari shona la'acha shemalu sulomatis van hazashniya yom chamisha asar. Right, it's not going to come until the 15th or earlier. So Yivam is Isa, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan tells me. That's too late for the Pesach, so it must be that you're allowed to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma on an RL.
So it must be they did have a paraduma outside of
Israel. It must be they had the paraduma. Why? Because why did they do it before? What do you mean? They had the paraduma, unless they found one right there.
But we're saying they came in and they were ma'ol on the day after.
Oh, I'm sorry. So they must have done it. You're right. I'm sorry. So that they must have done the hazah earlier. The hazah when they were still a relim, when they were still in the midbar. Right. So they must have had a paraduma. Right. The Mishnah Parah says there were 9 paradumas in history. Right. And Moshe Rabbeinu. Right. So they must have had the paradumas in the midbar. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue. Says the, you have to say it, the whole Pesach Sheni story. How they become tahar? Right, after Tmeim L'Nefesh Adam. How they become tahar in the second year? So they must have had the paraduma all 40 years. They had it. They became tahar, right, for the Pesach Sheni. So it must be that they had it. Okay, Weiter. Says the Gemara, Tani, Tana Kamidra of Adabar Ava. A brisa was said in front of Adabar Ava, Ein Bein Bama Gadol and Bama Ketana. The only difference between a Bama Gadol and a Bama Ketana. Ela Pesach, L'chobo Sakavur Lohem Zman. Was a Karban Pesach and other karbanas that are kavur lemezman. Those are brought on bama gedolas and not on bama ketanas. Omar le, skip the parentheses, tetargi mas nisach. So Rav Adi hears this and he says, your brisa must be interpreted, ba'olas chova. It's some type of karban you're referring to that is good on a bama gedola and not good on a bama ketana. So what's being referred to by kavur lemezman? So it must be olas chova. Olos that you have to bring to Ika Olos Nadava. Because after all, there'd be a parallel. Olos Nadava would be allowed on the Bama Ketana. The next lines are taken out. It's changed a little bit on the side. Dichatas Chatas Nadava Mi'ika. Because if the parallel in this Brisa is Chatas, that a Chatas Chova is okay on the Bama Gedola and a Chatas is a Chatas Nadava on the Bama Ketana, but there's no such thing as a Chatas Nadava. So the Brisa must be talking about a case of Olos. Look, Bobby, Minchas Chova. How about Mincha? Toika Chavitin. Minchas Chova is be able to be brought on the Bama Gedola. What's Minchas Chova? Shtei Halechem, Lechem Aponim, all of those. Meaning, what do you burn there? The frankincense, the Lavona. Because after all, you have Chavitin. The Chavitin, the special carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings every day. The Gemara here, it's a big topic. The Gemara here assumes that is called a Yachid. That's called a carbon as Yachid, the Kohen Gadol. That's what it sounds like. So Gemara says, why didn't it suggest that? Sabrei mincha b'bama. Okay. Because it's holding like the opinion that there's no mincha on b'bama as we had in the past. Okay. The rest of today's daf is all about Shiloh. All about Shiloh. Go to Shiloh. So, B'nai Yisrael come to Shiloh. This is stage 4. Stage 4 of halachic mizbeach history. Stage 1, pre-Mishkan. Stage 2 is Mishkan in the Midbar. Stage 3 is Gilgal. Stage 4 is Shiloh. 5 is Novin Gibbon, and 6 is Beis HaMikdash. So this is stage 4, they got the Shiloh. So Minan Emili, how do we know that Shiloh was built as the Mishkan says it was built? How was it built? Stone walls, curtains for a roof. Right? So it's a little different than the Mishkan was wooden walls and curtains, and the Beis HaMikdash was a serious roof, at least on the Olamoid. Not on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was open and went up. But the Kodesh Kadashim and the Kodesh and the Beis HaMikdash, that had a serious roof. They didn't just have curtains. But the Shiloh was a composite. Minan Emili, Amar Michi Bar Abba, Amar Biochanan, Kosev Echad Omer Vativiyeo Beis Hashem Shiloh, Chana, was to come, Beis Hashem Shiloh. So Shiloh is called a bias. The Kosev Echad Omer Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh Ohel, Shichin Ba'adam. Right, it's called an Ohel. Is it a house or is it a tent? Fixiva Yimas Ba'ohel Yosef Ubeshevet Ephraim Lo Bachar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was disgusted in the Ohel of Yosef. Shiloh That's Shiloh. So Ohel. So Haketa, is it a bias or is it an Ohel? So Gemara says, Lo Haisa Sham Tikra Ela Avanim Milamatan. So as we just said, it's a composite. You have stone walls, the Arios Milamalan and curtains on top, the Hi Aisa Minucha, and it is called Minucha. The Achronim are Medayik from the Rambam that they didn't use the Krushim at all in Shiloh. Right, the wall. Some say that maybe they put up stones, but they put the wood around it. But it sounds like the Rambam they did not use it. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Beis Bechira, Kima Chenechnasu La'aretz Ve'hamidu Hamishkan BeGilgal Arbas Reishana Shekivsh VeChilko. The 14 years of Kibush VeChiluk, it was in Gilgal. UMisham Ba'u LeShilo, and from there they came to Shilo. UBanu Sham Bayis Shel Avanim, and they built there a bayis of stones. UFarsu Yurios Hamishkan Alav. And they spread out the curtains of the Mishkan on it. V'lo haisa shem tikra. It had no roof besides this, besides these curtains. So it says, Daka, they built stones, they used stones, and they built the curtains of the Mishkan. Mashpa, that they didn't use the Mishkan, other kelim of the Mishkan either. V'shalosh me'el v'teishav shem shana, and it was there for 369, as we will get to Be'ez Hashem a little later. So the Mishkan was this composite. There is a question, the Ramban asked this question. Ola regel to all these stages. When were they Ola regel? So were they Ola regel to Shiloh? Right, that's Chana. Chana said Yom Yamimah Elkanah. So they went to Shiloh. Did they go to Nov and Givon? That's not clear. It's not clear or Gilgal. Was there a kazav of Ali Ola regel during Sheva Shekiv Sheva Shechilko? Let's say during year during year 9, you already got your portion. Did you have to go up to the Bama Gadoa for Ali Ola regel for Pesach? That is not clear. The Ramban discusses, what about Bikurim? Every halacha that has to do with Beis HaMikdash is discussed. Did this halacha apply to these? Did this halacha apply to these? So the Ramban, beginning of Kisavu, discusses, did they bring Bikurim to Novi Gilgon and Gilgal and Shiloh? Right? Because it says there, V'alachta ala makom asher yivchar Hashem alokecha. So yivchar. So lafib kefib pshuto, says the Ramban, yazhir shal takar bikurim b'acham nisha arecha mishivchar abayis. Once the Beis HaMikdash is chosen, you can't bring bikurim anywhere else. Ki kamoshi yizir b'shchut echutz b'karbanos, ken yazir b'bikurim. Just like shchut echutz started, so too bikurim. Avachova se bikurim lachach kibshish v'chilko miyad. Only after kibish v'chilok, says Rashi. O b'sifri, v'halach l'alakam shivchar shem l'kach l'shadashkim v'sham, zeh shilo o b'is alam. And the sifri includes shilo for bikurim. V'shema yomru ki abamos asuras b'shnei zvanam ha'elu. Maybe it's because bamos were asur in Shiloh, so maybe that's why you could also bring bikurim in Shiloh. Aval gam b'nov v'givon yakrivu bikurim. Maybe, says the Ramban, even in Nov and Givon, in the years in between Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash, you could bring. That is not so clear, but that's what the Ramban suggests. Even though it's not called makom asher yivchar Hashem, but still, maybe you can bring bikurim there, not to abamos yachid. That's his suggestion. He's not. That's what he discusses. Whether Bikurim were brought at all of these stages. If you want a beautiful discussion of the status of Shiloh in the Sefer, the Lord is righteous in all His ways. One of the Meotzer Harav Svarim Sefer all about Tisha B'Av. Rabbi J.J. Schachter's Sefer from the Rav's Torah about Tisha B'Av. Whenever I mention this, I say that I try to read as much of this as I can as every Tisha B'Av afternoon. It should be awesome for me to read this. I get so much enjoyment from it. You're not supposed to like enjoy your Torah on Tisha B'Av afternoon. But it's amazing. But there he has a whole chapter. We have a kina. In the kinos, we refer to Churban Shiloh. So the Rav says, the first Churban was Churban Shiloh, not Churban Bayis Rishon. Shiloh was destroyed first. And since Tisha B'Av is the Yom HaChurban, we mentioned this Churban too, as we mentioned in the second half of the kinos, the destruction and the annihilation of a different kind of Beis HaMikdash, namely the communities of Germany and the Crusades. Those were also Churbanos. But the first Churban in our history was Churban Shiloh. It started with the Mishkan. The first Beis HaMikdash, as it were this the Mishkan. The Chul of the Chilu, it continues. The destruction of Shiloh was actually one of the greatest destructions that took place in Eretz Yisrael. Indeed, it was so significant that during Bayis Sheni, they still remember the sin that led to its destruction. The truth of this is underscored by the impression conveyed by the Medrash that if not for the sin committed there, Shiloh would have been the location of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Medrash. The Beis HaMikdash in Shiloh, where Eli was, would have been selected as Beis HaBechira. But the sin of the children of Eli was responsible for the complete rejection of Shiloh and the designation of another place in its stead, V'chulo. And then he talks about Argamara. The Mishkan had no walls. It had Urios as a substitute for a roof and walls. Also in Gilgal, but Shiloh was different. Although its structure had urios, Shiloh had walls made of stone. Because it had complete permanent walls, it was called a bias. A house is permanent. It does not change. But since the top was urios, it was tent-like, impermanent, and also called an ohel. Shiloh's Beis HaMikdash differed from the original Mishkan in that it also had the feature of a house. It's the only one! Shiloh was half house, half tent. And as such, it was called an ohel, as well as a bayit. It was the transition. Beis HaMikdash was bias. Beis HaMikdash. Mishkan was pure ohel, the ohel moed. Shiloh was right in the middle. Shiloh had stone walls, and it had a curtain for a roof. That's the significance, the uniqueness of our Gemara. And then he talks about Churban Shiloh. Why is it called a Churban? Why don't you say Churban Gilgal? Churban, there was no Churban there. But what categorizes a Churban? A Churban means Aaron was taken. That's a Churban. That's a Churban. That the Aaron was taken or not there. So you can even say, how was there a Churban by a Sheni? The Aaron was never there. But still, that was also categorized as a Churban. He says that the Aaron is captured, taken prisoner, the whole Beis HaMikdash is worthless. At that moment, the sanctity of Shiloh came to an end, for it makes no sense. Indeed, it's ridiculous to speak of sanctity if the Ark is under the control of a foreign power. V'chulu, and then he says, Noad Van Nov, V'chulu. And he has a beautiful continue. You can read this here. It's in a whole article about Shiloh. How you look at that at the end, there's one other Ha'ara, and then we will continue. He says, returning to the sons of Eli, why was Shiloh destroyed? We say because of the Chatam of the sons of Eli. So he says, you have to appreciate it, put it in the light. They worked very hard. One has to know Kudshim well, to be a lamdan in Kudshim, in order to understand how hard the priests worked in the Beis HaMikdash. For example, they never sat down. They were always on their feet. They walked around barefoot. The sprinkling, slaughtering, all the activities they were engaged in were also very hard. Furthermore, the responsibility they had was tremendous. Any deviation from the prescribed procedure resulted in misa v'dei shamayim or kares, very significant punishments. All day they had this in the back of their minds. If I mess up, I'm chayev kares. So the sons of Eli worked very hard. One day, it was late in the afternoon, and they were very tired. Suddenly, just as they were about to close the gates of the Heichal, a woman came with two birds to bring for her sacrifice. As priests, they would have to start the procedure all over again from the beginning. So what's so wrong if they postponed it until the next morning? After all, she was provided with lodging for the night. No, they took her away from her husband for one night, and that's why Shiloh was destroyed. What is the significance? The Beis HaMikdash of Shiloh was destroyed in the days of Eli, not for the sin of murder or idolatry or for desecrating the Shabbos, and not for robbery. None of these. It was destroyed because when the sons of Eli were exhausted, tired, and fatigued, they postponed this woman's sacrifice until the next morning. That is all. But for a great man, for the leaders of Klal Yisrael, that too is a sin. Great men need to look upon themselves differently. They need to have a different sense of responsibility. Something that may be ignored in the case of a normal person cannot be ignored in a priest. That is Pachash al Shiloh. That's part of what we mourn. He puts this into one of the kinos. But that's what Chazal say. It was because they delayed. There were other chatayim. But if you say according to that opinion, they say they ate the meat. And they, but according to that opinion that they delayed one night, so you put it in that background, you have a whole appreciation of the chait, of the B'nai Eli. Okay, Viter. Kachi Kachim, two dots. Here we go. Minani Mili, how do I know that Kachi Kalim by Shiloh could be eaten B'chol HaRoeh? B'chol HaRoeh, how do you know? A couple of different sources. Amar Boshi Adam Akra, Hishamer, Lecha, Pentalo, Losecha, B'chol Makam Asher Tireh. Don't bring olos in any place that you see. B'chol Makam Asher Tireh Yetamala, you can't be makrav them wherever you see them. But you can eat them wherever you see. Maybe you should medayeg that the only isser is ha'ala, but shchita is good enough. It says twice the isser of avodas chutz. So we learn even shchita. Number two, Rav Dimi bar Chasa Amar Kra v'lo ta'anas shilo to it. To it will be the lament of Shiloh. What do you learn from that? Whoever saw the makam of Shiloh after it was destroyed used to groan, "Oy, we used to eat kachim here." But it's whenever they saw it, meaning b'chol haroeh, whenever they saw it. That is number two. Rashi said, "Velotena Shiloh." What is this? The Gemara says, "Damar kra." Rashi says, "I looked throughout Tanakh and I never found this pasuk." That was pre-computers. Rashi says, Chipastiv alo mitzasiv. Very amazing, Rashi. B'mikra. Avo mitzasiv means I found te'ena shilo in a pasuk in Yoshua, but I never found this pasuk of velo te'ena shilo. Okay? That's what he says. The Shimon Kabetzis changes it to the pasuk in Tanakh. But Rashi had argued, so he says, I don't know, I never had this pasuk. It's not there. Rabbi Yavo Amar, third day, Amar Kra, Ben Parat Yosef, Ben Parat Ale Ayin. What does that mean? Ayin, by Yosef, Shalo Ratzta Lazun, Vileanos, Midarashina Shalo, Yosef Atzadik, who did not want to get benefit from something that was not his, meaning his master's wife, Tizke V'tochal K'mloineha. So, he will be Zochet to eat Mloineha, meaning as long as you, as far as you could see it. Right, Mishkan Shiloh is in the Nachla of Yosef. Period. Number four, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina Amar, Uritzon Shochni Sneh, that we have in Zos Abracha. Ayin Shiloh Ratz Talenos Bidavar Shina Shiloh Tiske V'tochal Menasnuin. Same type of drasha. An eye that didn't want to get benefit from something that was not his will be Zochet to eat from the Snuin. What is from the Snuin? Rashi says, from the other Shvatim who hated him and sold him. That's the Snuin. So Yosef will be able to eat his Karbanas, meaning they'll all bring their Karbanas to Shiloh. Period. Tana. Let's go to the side. The Girsa. Roesha Amru Kol Shehu Roeh Ve'ein Davar Mafsik Beino Leveino. What does it mean, Roeh? There's not a Davar Mafsik. There can't be a Davar Mafsik that doesn't let me see. Even if there's if this thing wasn't there, I'd be able to see, but if it's a Davar Mafsik, that's not called Roeh. Amar Li Reb Shimon Ben El Yakum L'Reb Elazar Azra Lecha. Let me give you an example. Kagon Be'Kenishta De Ma'on, like the Shul in Ma'on, which was on a very high point, from there you can see Shiloh. So therefore, that's the type of place you got to be able to see Shiloh directly. Amr of Papa, Roesha Amru, Lo Roeh Kulo, El Roeh Miksaso. You don't have to see the whole Shiloh. Even if you're able to see part of Shiloh, that is enough for Bechol HaRoeh. The Chaya Adam quotes Gemara Halacha L'Maisa. What's Halacha L'Maisa? The Halacha is, if you make a bracha, Birchas Hanen, and then you go somewhere else, is it called Shinui Makom? I'm not going to get to certain brachos. Shinui Makom is b'chayv a new bracha. Mizono, Shahakol, different halachas for different brachas. For sure, for let's say Shahakol. Shinui Makom, you change. So what's called a Shinui Makom? What if you could see your original spot? Says the Chayyadam, even if you can only see part of your original spot, now your whole original spot is good enough. Look in Zvachim Kufit Chesma Beis. He reads the Gemara, and he says, I learned Hilchos Brachas from this Gemara. That's the Chai Adam in Klau Nun Ches, in Hilchos Brachas. Right? He quotes the Gemara, Nun Tes, I'm sorry. Nun Tes, Rayo Dvarai Mizvachim Kuvi Chesim Abes. That's what he says. That's the Chai Adam. Number one. Okay, let's do the next line. Ba'i Rav Papa. O Meveroa Yoshe Vereinero Amai. What if you can see Shiloh when you stand up, but you cannot see Shiloh when you're sitting? What's the Hawacha there? Esas Fasemes, there is a couple of questions within this question. The Gemara is asking, is it, since I can see it when I stand up, maybe I should be able to eat kachim even when I'm sitting down? Or maybe you say, since I can see it when I'm sitting down, maybe I shouldn't be able to eat even when I'm standing up. Or maybe you should say, I can eat when I'm standing, and I can't eat when I'm sitting. That's the triple question that the Sfas Emes says is being asked here. The Rabbi Yosef Engel, in one place in Beis HaOtzer, says, in Kuf Samach Aleph, says, maybe the question is, are Kohanim, this is a machlokas, are Kohanim allowed to sit down when they eat Karbanis? Ein yeshiva bazar el machlos beizavet bovad. If you're a Kohen, you're not from David HaMelech. Wrong shevet. But we also know there's a concept of lamashcha, which we had earlier. Kederach shamalachim osim. Kohanim are allowed to eat Karbanis like kings eat it. So kings eat it sitting down. That's a machlokas achronim. Says the Rabbi Yosef Engel. Maybe that's the question here. That's the question. We know you have to sit down when you eat it. So is that, or if you maybe have to be, oh, maybe you have to stand up when you eat it, and here you wouldn't be able to see when sitting down, so therefore you wouldn't be able to have it. Okay, boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, next Shiloh. Omen agabi anachal v'roa betoch anachal. Omen agabi anachal v'roa betoch anachal v'eino roa. My. What if you go in the middle of a ravine of the nachal? You won't be able to see, but if you stand on the edge of the nachal, you'll be able to see. So is that good enough? So teku, again, unanswered question. Period. Kiyasa Rabdimi Amar Rebbe Bishlosha Bakama Shar Shashkina Yisrael. In three places there was Hashra Shashkina. Bishilo, Vinova Givon, Ube Salamim. In those three places, Ubakulon Lo Shar Salab Chelet Bin Yamin, and it was always in Chelet Bin Yamin. Before we prove it, what? In the Mishkan, it wasn't Shore. What about the Midbar? There wasn't Hashra Shashkina in the Mishkan. What about last week's Parsha? What about that? The Anan Hashem was on the Mishkan. Yikra Moshe. Right, so what's the, where is this? It says the Marsha. That was Chutz Laretz. Even though it was Mishkan, Chutz Laretz is not counted as a full Hashras Hashchina. That's the Marsha. Elahanu Chashiv Hacha Kulbi, Elahat Kamara Kol Chavivos, where is the line? The Efshar. Trying to find the line. The Efshar, the Oamori Lo Chashiv Kivan Chayiv Chutz Laretz. What about Gilgal? That was a Kavua. That wasn't Kavua yet. They were still conquering, so that wasn't Kavua. So Nova Givon were Kavua. It was after, they weren't moving around then, but it was there for whatever, certain 50-something years, as we'll see soon. But that's why those aren't counted. But all were on Chelek bin Yamin. Shnemar Chofefya.
Did we just say
this? I was going to ask that in a second. Bar Shekivanta. Shnemar Chofef Alav Kol Hayom. As it says, the pasuk says in Nedvarim, Hashem will be chofef, will hover on him all day. Kol chafifas lo yu el b'chelek lo shel binyamin. It'll all be in, it is all in binyamin. That's what Rav Dimi quoted from Rebbe. Ki azal abaya, when abaya came, amra kamei de Rav Yosef, he said this in front of Rav Yosef. They were all in binyamin. Omar, chad bra, so when Rav Yosef hears this, he says, chad bra havile le kailel. Kailel had one son, velo miskin, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. Rashi says, Kailul was Abaya's father. Right? Yeah, we all know throughout Gemara. Right? Abaya was an orphan. Right? His mother died in Shalva, but his father died beforehand. Trivia question. Who was Abaya's father? Right here. Kailul. Kailul was Abaya's father. So, Abaya. So, Velo Miskan. So he said, Abaya, what are you talking about? He says, we learned earlier that the Mishkan was in Yosef. It wasn't in Binyamin. So the Gemara says, Amar Abada, he says, Michael Kashli, what's the problem? Dilma, maybe there was a split. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a split. Dilma, Shechina, Bechelek Binyamin. Maybe the Shechina, meaning the Mizbeach. Maybe the Mizbeach was in Binyamin. The Sanhedrin, Gedola, Bechelek Yosef. And the Sanhedrin and the other parts of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, were in Yosef. Mi the Matzina, Bebeis HaLamim. Just like in the Beis HaLamim. The Shechina, Bechelek Yosef Binyamin. The Sanhedrin, Bechelek Gedola, Yehuda. Maybe we had back on Daf Nun Gimel. What did it say there? That the southeast corner of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod. Why? Because the border went right through there. The Mizbeach had to be totally in Binyamin. So it was right there. That's why it never sold. So it was split there. The Sanhedrin was in Lishkas HaGazis. That was in Yehuda. And Binyamin had the Mizbeach. So what's the problem? Just like in Beis HaMikdash, say that, answer that, answer the steerer that way. So Amar Lehachi Hashi, he says, no, wait a minute. Hasam, over there by Yerushalayim, Mikra V'Nachlos Gabi Hadadi. Yehudim Ben Yamin, the border was right there. So you could say that's what happened. It went through. Hacha, Mima Karvan. By Shiloh, was the border there? Was Shiloh a border town? So Gemara says, yeah. Yeah, it could very well be that it was a border town. Kedama Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, just like Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina says, Ritzu Haisi Yosef Michal Kosha Yehuda V'Nechrechas V'Chal Kosha Binyamin. Just like that we said by the Beis HaMikdash, it was a little piece of land that went out from Yehuda into Binyamin. Ubahayim Isbeach Banui Vayim Binyamin Atzadik Misara Lelabala. Just like there was a little piece of the Beis HaMikdash that Binyamin didn't have, and he was upset about it. But you see there, the borders weren't so smooth; they were jutting out edges. So Hachanami, so say the same thing here. Ritzu Asi Yosef Bichalkosha Yosef Bichalkosha Binyamin Vahainu Dechsev Tana Shilo, and that's Tana Shilo. He used to groan because he wanted the whole area, just like he groaned. He wanted the whole area of the Beis HaMikdash, so he wanted the whole area here. Period. So really, it was half and half. If you remember 2 points that we mentioned back at Daphne and Gimel, but it was more than 50 days ago, so we can say it again, right? So again, we said, why was Binyamin Zocha? Why was Binyamin Zocha to have the Mizbeach, to have all the Karbanas? So the beautiful Sifri, the Sifri and Zos HaBracha on this Pasuk. Why was Binyamin Zocha? A couple of opinions. He says, number one, because Kol HaShvatim Noldu B'chutz Laretz, O Binyamin Nolad B'Eretz Yisrael. Number one, the only Sheva to be born in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, Binyamin didn't sell Yosef. He was the only one that didn't sell Yosef, right? He was at home. And this is about Achdus. Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash is about Achdus, so it can't be from there. And number two, he was the Ben Zakunim. He was the one that was with the father all the years. Yaakov Avinu, Ochalimo, Vishosimo, Nishanalov, Yotze, Nishanalov, Vinichlatz, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Makom Shesamach Tzadik Zeh, Yadav Sham. Right, I'm going there. Just read you one more line that is earlier in the Medrash. This doesn't have to do with us specifically, but it says Chaviv bin Yamim, Chenikra Yedid Lamakom. Says the, let me start from the beginning, I'm sorry. There were five six that are Nikra Yedidim. Shigun Yedid, friends. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Yedid. Quotes a pasuk for each one. Binyamin Nikra Yedid. Shlomo Nikra Yedid. Yisrael Nikra Yedidim. Beis HaMikrash Nikra Yedid. Avram Nikra Yedid. So here's the line. Yavo Yedid. V'yivne Beis Yedid Li Yedid. V'yavo Yisrael Shenikra Yedidim. B'nei Av Shenikra Yedid. V'yivne Beis HaMikrash Shenikra Yedid. B'chelet Binyamin Shenikra Yedid. LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenikra Yedid. That's the Yedidim. That's the Yedid line in the Sifri right here. All six Yedidim in the same phrase. That's Binyamin, why he was Zocha. Look at the Gemara in Sot. The Gemara in Sot Amid Vav has a different pshat. Binyamin is Zocha because Binyamin went into the Yamsa first. It argues on Nachshav and Aminadav. That's a different daya. But the other daya says they went into the Yamsa first, therefore they win. Okay. Also, one other ha'ara, the Marsha there back on Daf Nun Dalet said, why did the Sanhedrin and the Mizbeach have to be split? Separation of church and state. You can't have the political leaders and the religious leaders, same people. Right? Doesn't work. Binyamin, right? That could be the religious leaders. The political, they're deciding rules and regulations and laws, the Sanhedrin, they were the great rabbis, but it was still political. They decided the Malchus, so that was they were separate. The Nasi was the head of the Sanhedrin. Weiter. Kitanoi, really, this is Machlokas Tanoim. Chofi Valav, Zem Mikdash Rishon, Kol Hayom, Zem Mikdash Sheni, Ubink Tefav Shachin, Eli Mosa Mashiach. That's even Yemosa Mashiach where it's going to be built. Rebbe Omer, Chofi Valav, Ze Olam Hazeh. That's Olam Hazeh, meaning including Nov and Givon also. That's the Machlokas Tanon. Was there a Shvarsa Shechin in Nov and Givon? Kol Hayom Eli Mosa Mashiach, Ubink Tefav Shachin, Ze Olam Haba. Wow. Right, in Hashvarsa Shechin in Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, Yemosa Mashiach. Tan Rabbanan. You may Ol Moed. Let's read it, and then we'll prove it, I guess, tomorrow. Tanur Rabbanan. You may Ol Moed Sheba Midbar Arbam Shana Chaser Achas. The Ol Moed, the Mishkan was up for 39 years, right? Because why? It was excluding year one. You may Ol Moed Sheba Gilgal Abasri Shana Sheba Shegilgal Sheba Shechilgal 14 years. You may Ol Moed Sheba Nov Sheba Givon Chamishim Sheba 57 years. Nishtairu L'Shilo. So if you do the math, Shilo was left Gimel Meos V'Shivim Chaser Achas. 370 minus 1, meaning 369, if you do the math. Why? Because we know, altogether, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, how many years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if we know, Nova Gibbon 57, and we know this was 14, we know this was 39, so left over are 369 years. Okay, I guess we will stop here. I guess we'll start doing the math of how you figure out all these years, how you figure out 39, and all of that, as of tomorrow. So we'll start with Yemei Ohel Moed. Okay, today was the Shiloh day, and everybody should have a good one. More Shiloh tomorrow, as we have two more blot in Maseches Vachim.